This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Exceptional care without exception. That's the current marketing motto for Boston Medical Center. And the reference to care without exception is meant to remind people that Boston Medical doesn't turn anyone away regardless of their ability to pay. BMC was founded as Boston City Hospital in 1864. It was run by the City of Boston until it merged with Boston University Medical Center back in the mid-90s. Now, the private nonprofit institution is the largest so-called safety net hospital in New England. Boston Medical Center named a new president and CEO this year who started March 1st, and Kate Walsh has now been on the job for about 8 months. Kate, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you, Sasha.
And listeners, we want to know if you've ever been treated at Boston Medical Center and what your experience was like if you were, whether you think the care you got there was different in any way than at hospitals like Mass General or the Brigham. We want to know if BMC is the kind of place you think about for going for elective care. And are you worried that safety net hospitals like BMC are being squeezed by rising costs and falling reimbursements? Give us a call at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. Kate Walsh of Boston Medical Center, let me ask you a very general question to get started. You've been on the job 8 months, and you came in with a lot of work to do, a lot of budget issues. How have the first 8 months been?
Well, they've been terrific. It's been great getting to know Boston Medical Center, which I think of as a tremendous asset to the city of Boston and the region. And I've enjoyed getting to know the wonderful staff and patients who make the place so great.
For those who don't know your background very well, tell us briefly where you had been before you came to BMC.
Most recently, I was the Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer of Brigham and Women's Hospital. Before that, I worked as the Chief Operating Officer of Novartis Institutes for Biomedical Research here in Cambridge. Before that, I worked at Mass General. And I've been doing this for a long time, so I could keep going, but I'll stop.
So having worked at Brigham and Women's and Mass General, these are highly acclaimed academic teaching hospitals, the kind of places that I think many listeners of WBUR think about places they want to go to when they need care. BMC is a very different hospital than those. It's a safety net. Can you talk about what that transition was like?
I would actually disagree a little bit with that, Sasha. Boston Medical Center is an academic medical center, a full-service academic medical center. We are the primary teaching affiliate of Boston University School of Medicine. We have residents in every specialty. We have peer-sponsored research, NIH-sponsored research in the hospital and in the medical school. It's in many ways kind of a jewel in the crown of the city of Boston in terms of our ability to both care for anybody regardless of their ability to pay, but also to provide them the most exceptional and state-of-the-art care.
And then in that way, maybe my question got to what may be an unfair stereotype of BMC, which is I think many people think it's the place you go for trauma. It's the place people get helicoptered with gunshot wounds. Do you think it gets pigeonholed in that way?
I call that the was taken to phenomenon. When you hear about Boston Medical Center, you hear about it as somebody was taken to Boston Medical Center. And what I've been very happy to learn and have seen firsthand is that every year 30,000 patients choose to come to Boston Medical Center for that. We do 30,000 discharges. We do over 600,000 ambulatory or outpatient visits on our campus every year. We're a very busy, active part of the Boston healthcare situation. We do, in fact, take care of 67% of the region's trauma, but that's something we've become very good at over the years, but it's not the only reason to seek care at BMC.
Can you do a step back for us? And for people who aren't clear on just what a safety net is, tell us what a safety net hospital is.
Well, that's a phrase that has come to a sort of shorthand for more sophisticated Medicare lingo of disproportionate share hospitals. There are those hospitals that take care of more low-income patients than others. And that's kind of the shorthand for safety net hospital.
A disproportionate share of patients who get Medicare or Medicaid
right.
So, who don't have gold-plated private insurance.
Right. At our hospital, 50% of our patients are low-income, which I think is sort of definitely disproportionate share by anybody's standards.
So then, now that you've given that explanation, can you talk about why the financial challenges for a hospital like Boston Medical can be very different than those facing a Mass General or a Brigham or a Beth Israel?
I think basically the cost of caring for low-income patients, which I should stress that Mass General and Beth Israel and the Brigham and Women's Hospital do. All of the hospitals in Boston take care of low-income patients. And in my whole time working at the MGH or the Brigham, we never turned away a patient for inability to pay. The difference at Boston Medical Center is there are so many more of those patients. And what happens at a place like the Brigham is that the costs of low-income patients are passed on to Blue Cross patients or Harvard Pilgrim patients, and their rates are higher than those rates at Boston Medical Center. At BMC, we have less opportunity to transfer those costs, and so it becomes more of a government has historically served, has filled that void.
So at a non-safety net hospital like the Brigham or Beth Israel at Mass General, there are enough patients coming that have private insurance or just insurance that reimburses more of the full bill than a Medicare or
right.
Medicaid patient would.
Exactly.
That those patients can help absorb some of the losses.
Exactly. Better said.
Now, your hospital's mission, it's actually your mission to treat people, is that right, who are less insured or uninsured?
Boston Medical Center was created in a political crucible. Our enabling legislation said we will be a teaching hospital or an academic medical center that cares for Boston's poor regardless of our ability to pay, regardless of their ability to pay, and that the Commonwealth shall reimburse those reasonable costs of care.
Let's talk a little about some of Boston Medical Center's financial problems, because for all the good that Massachusetts healthcare reform may have done, there are some people that say it actually hurt safety net hospitals. Tell us about that argument. In fact, your hospital sued the state over this issue.
Indeed, we did. I think the when healthcare reform, which was a great advantage to the citizens of Massachusetts, came onto the scene, it was a great opportunity to provide access for all. What happened was some of the additional reimbursement that BMC and Cambridge Health Alliance and other safety net hospitals around the state received, those reimbursements were taken and diverted to provide access to everyone.
So there used to be this so-called free care pool,
right,
where if someone without insurance or not enough insurance showed up, you could dip into the pool and get mostly paid back for the care you provided.
Exactly. And those funds went away. And at the same time, when that happened, the plan was to raise Medicaid rates. But I think the combination of the Great Recession and challenges at the state level really created a situation where BMC was very challenged when those funds went away and no other funds were forthcoming.
This summer, just a few months after you took your new job at Boston Medical, you announced that the hospital was facing a $175 million budget shortfall. Then in September, I think you had to announce layoffs of about 119, maybe layoffs or in a combination mm-hmm. of attrition. But then in October, the Governor Deval Patrick's administration was able to negotiate about $180 million in federal and state aid for BMC. So your shortfall was $175 million. The negotiated amount was $180. Does that mean your money problems were suddenly taken care of?
No, I wish. The $180 million represents two $90 million payments, one to happen in fiscal year 10, and that payment actually came in we entered into a memorandum of understanding with the state on September 30th, the last day of our fiscal year, so that the first $90 million can be booked in FY10, so we will not post a big loss for our last fiscal year, which ended on September 30th. And we have an additional $90 million, and those were basically for services we'd rendered to MassHealth patients, and we have the very likely ability to achieve another $90 million in payment for services we'll render to MassHealth patients in fiscal year 11.
So how would you briefly describe Boston Medical Center's financial situation right now?
We're still very challenged, as many hospitals are, and we're doing sort of three things. One, we're continuing to make sure that we're doing everything we can on the expense side. We're pursuing improved rate negotiations with the commercial payers in our state. We're also working to make sure that we have every door and every window in the place open so that any patient who wants to seek care at Boston Medical Center can.
We have several callers who want to talk to you, so let me bring some of those in. And one of them is Gilberto from Saugus. And what is your question for Kate Walsh, the president and CEO of Boston Medical Center?
Well, hi. Thank you for having me on the show. I'm basically calling because my wife and I recently had a baby in April at the BMC, and we were a little nervous about having a baby at BMC because we didn't really know it at the birthing hospital. And we really received great care and great education around the birthing of our child. But the fact that we have good health insurance was opening other doors where we could have had an option to go to Brigham's and Women, but we decided to stay with BMC. But the great quality in the teaching aspect of it and the education around birthing and the fact that my wife doesn't speak English and was able to be helped a lot in her native language What are you doing to continue promoting that in the hospital for other patients and spreading the word about what a great facility it is for birth?
Well, thank you very much for those kind words. I am very happy that your family had a good experience at our hospital. I'm not surprised. About 30% of our work at Boston Medical Center is assisted through translation. So we are actually sort of known internationally and nationally for being a hospital that has figured out the best ways, both in person and through technology, to support translator-assisted medical visits. So it's a big part of our mission and one that we're very proud to be quite good at. So thank you very much.
Kate Walsh, you have translators at the hospital who can translate how many languages?
16 on site and many, many more electronically and telephonically.
We have another caller. This is Douglas from Quincy who has a comment. And Douglas, what is your comment or question for Kate Walsh, the CEO of Boston Medical Center?
Hi. First of all, I just wanted to say that I was a summer chaplain about 20 years ago, and the facilities then were really, really decrepit. I mean, paint was peeling and the floors, the tiles were ripped up, and today it's like the Ritz compared to that, and it's really beautiful. And I, for my primary health care, it's been wonderful. It was for my mental health care, it was sort of poor. The facilities are in an old part of the hospital, and it's probably not too different from most places, but patients are really treated like charity cases and really not treated with too much respect, and that's the only thing that I have to complain about.
Douglas, thanks for that. Kate Walsh, any thoughts about the mental health services at Boston Medical?
They are largely in an older building that our initial plans before we had this most recent financial set of challenges in front of us was to replace that building. So we have plans to fix the building where you're being treated, and we are working very hard with all of our patients, with all of our staff, to understand that we need to earn the business of all of our patients. Particularly now with healthcare reform, any patient can go to any hospital that they choose, and I'm very happy to say that people are choosing Boston Medical Center in greater numbers than ever before.
Kate Walsh, just last week, the Caritas Catholic Hospital chain was bought by a New York-based for-profit private equity firm, which now hopes to make the Caritas chain more competitive in the hospital marketplace. Do you worry that Caritas will become competitive in a way that poaches patients away from you?
I think that the Caritas Cerebus deal really speaks to how Massachusetts is really at the forefront of healthcare reform. I think the interest of a large venture-backed company in our healthcare system really speaks to the fact that there's a lot of very interesting and exciting work going on in Massachusetts that will help us help all of us get better at the care we deliver to patients.
We have another caller. This is Michael from the South End. And Michael, what's your question for Kate Walsh, the CEO of Boston Medical Center?
Hi. I actually got introduced to the Boston Medical Center because we lived in the neighborhood, and when my kids were born, I just wanted someplace convenient. But I've come to be a huge fan of the pediatrics department at BMC and advertise it and basically absolutely love every doctor over there. My main concern is just with the cuts, the effect on the overall care, especially I understand a lot of the nursing in the pediatrics unit. They've always been incredibly helpful. And we could go absolutely anywhere, but would never go anywhere else at this point. So what is the future of that particular unit?
Well, thank you, Michael. I think you spoke to thank you, first of all, for entrusting us with the care of your children, which I can imagine there's nothing more precious. I think the reductions in force that we experienced in the fall, we worked very hard to make sure that each of those were done in as thoughtful a way as possible. You know, we did not cut enough to get ourselves out of our financial trouble. We worked very hard to make sure we reduced absolutely those positions that we needed to. What happened in ambulatory really, I think, reflects what's happening around the country, which we're trying to make sure that the nurses are kind of, and the physicians, that everybody's kind of working at the top of their license, which means that we have nurses who are actually helping deliver the medical care to the patients, not rooming in patients, and making sure that we're being as efficient as possible. And we will be very sure, very careful to make sure, and our pediatricians will make sure that we have not made any cuts that are too draconian.
Of course, Kate Walsh, as you've said, the financial situation is still challenging in your words. There could be more cuts ahead. What is the hospital's long-term plan for trying to be stable without having to hopefully keep cut?
We hopefully will not have to keep cutting. I think that, as I said earlier, Massachusetts is really at the forefront of national health care reform, and I think Boston Medical Center is poised to lead that charge. We are working with officials in the federal government to become an accountable care organization, which is a little bit of the buzzword of the day, but it basically talks about our taking responsibility for a population of patients. We have a very strong primary care base on our campus. We have a strong and very effective relationship with 15 community-facing community health centers around the neighborhood, around neighborhoods in the city of Boston. They're all linked through a very strong and robust health information technology backbone. And we own it and operate a health insurance plan for Medicaid patients. So we understand a lot of the where the healthcare dollar is spent, which will help us be more accountable for the care we render. So I think our future will be very bright.
Is part of the plan also to recruit more people who want cosmetic surgery, elective surgery, any of those surgeries that can be moneymakers for other hospitals?
I think that we're going to stick very close to our core mission, and I think we'll carefully evaluate business opportunities. I think they're more apt to be in the specific niches where we do very well as a hospital, as opposed to competing with people on Route 9 for cosmetic surgery.
There's been some talk about whether BMC will even survive. Do you see it surviving for the long
term? Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's a wonderful place.
Kate Walsh, thank you very much for coming on Radio Boston. Kate Walsh is the president and CEO of Boston Medical Center. She started that job in March 1st, so she's been on the job for about 8 months. Thank you again.
Thank you, Sasha.
Coming up, forget the Kindle and the Nook. Slip on your headphones and get your short story fix through your ears. We'll be back after a short break. Stay with us. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston.